USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Travelers are still showing up at airports to return home from the holidays, but finding out that their flights have been canceled due to staff shortages caused by the coronavirus. A number of U.S. carriers have canceled hundreds of flights. Some carriers are changing equipment and crews to try to help people who are stranded. The tracking site FlightAware says the number of grounded flights in the U.S. are more than 700. With the new Omicron virus spreading like wildfire, Chief White House Medical Advisor Dr. Anthony Fauci says there's a major need for more testing kits.
We've obviously got to do better. I mean, I think things will improve greatly as we get into January, but that doesn't help us today and tomorrow. So you're right, that is something that is of concern.
He spoke on ABC's This Week. This is USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol and many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
President Biden has sent out traditional Christmas messages to the troops.
As your commander-in-chief, I wanted to take this opportunity to say thank you, thank you, thank you.
President Biden marking his first Christmas in office with greetings to service members stationed around the world, telling them while First Lady Jill Biden was at his side.
I just want you to know how much we care. We're grateful for your courage, your sacrifice, not only your sacrifice, but your families.
Speaking on a video link from the White House, Biden called the men and women on active duty the solid steel spine of America. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
South African Archbishop Desmond Tutu has passed away. He cast an indelible impression on the world by speaking out against apartheid before it was dissolved in South Africa. In 2009, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom from Barack Obama. Tutu was 90 years old. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A man with a criminal felony record is attempting to reach high lofty places.
A Harlem man convicted for manslaughter is likely to become the first convicted killer to enter the New York State Assembly. Although the official vote for the 68th District Assembly seat is not until January 18th, on Saturday, convicted killer Eddie Gibbs secured that nomination during a meeting of Democratic Party members, according to Patch. Gibbs, 54, was convicted of manslaughter in 1988 and served 5.5 years in prison. From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Two Georgia election workers sued former President Trump's legal advisor, Rudy Giuliani, and One America News Network's parent company and its top officials over election fraud claims after the 2020 presidential election. Wandria Moss and her mother, Ruby Freeman, claim that the parties spread false statements that resulted in harassment and threats to them. Moss worked as a voter registration officer in Folsom County, and Freeman was a temporary worker during the election. Giuliani, along with OAN's parent company, Herring Networks, and its chief executive, are listed as defendants in the defamation lawsuit. The claimants allege that the defendants aired false stories that election workers were plotting to conduct illicit ballots to tip the race towards then-candidate Joe Biden, claims that were proven false by Georgia officials. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.